This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Was on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, bonus solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government assures Zambia's fuel supply remains stable amidst Middle East tensions. Cost of living rises to over 11,800 kwacha as food prices soar. In global news, explosions in Tehran as US-Israeli forces continue attacks. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Government has assured the nation that the country is not expected to feel the immediate impact of the Middle East conflict on its fuel situation. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says this is due to mitigation efforts and sufficient supply stocks lasting about a month. Mr. Chikota says government is working closely with the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, Tazama, and oil marketing companies to ensure stability of supply. He has disclosed that currently the country has 326 million litres of diesel, equivalent to 60 days, 32.8 million litres of petrol, equivalent to 19 days, 104 million litres of kerosene, equivalent to 14 days, and 1.6 million litres of jet fuel, equivalent to 9 days of stock cover. The minister has emphasized that there's no need to panic, as the current stock cover provides reasonable protection against short-term shocks. However, he has warned that if the conflict escalates and affects the Strait of Hormuz, used for about 20% of worldwide oil transportation, fuel prices in Zambia may increase.
Let me assure the nation that there is no immediate threat of fuel availability. As of today, 5th March 2026, Zambia's stocks position stands at 1 diesel, approximately 326 million liters, equivalent to 60 days of cover. 2, petrol, approximately 32.8 million liters, equivalent to 19 days of cover. 3, kerosene, approximately 104 million liters, equivalent to 14 days of cover. 4, JTA1, approximately 1.6 million liters, equivalent to 9 days of cover.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, has reported a significant increase in the basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five in Lusaka to 11,844 kwacha 63 ngwe in February, from 11,365 kwacha and 9 ngwe in January. According to the JCTR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager, Lukwesa Musonda, the increase is primarily driven by a surge in food prices, particularly fruits, which jumped from 17 kwacha 14 ngwe to 46 kwacha 44 ngwe per kilogram. Ms. Musonda explains that the cost of essential food items rose to 5,089 kwacha 75 ngwe in February from 4,604 kwacha 43 ngwe in January, while non-food items marginally decreased to 6,754 kwacha 88 ngwe from 6,760 kwacha and 67 ngwe. She attributes the increase to seasonal price pressures and deeper structural weaknesses in Zambia's food system, including limited irrigation coverage, inadequate storage infrastructure, and dependence on rain-fed agriculture. Ms. Musondo says the center therefore warns that rising food prices will have devastating implications for household welfare and nutrition, particularly for low-income families who allocate a significant portion of their income to food. She says JCTR is calling for long-term structural investments in sustainable agriculture, irrigation, storage, and extension services to reduce seasonal shortages and promote household resilience.
Although a few items such as cooking oil, onions, and tomatoes recorded marginal price reductions, these decreases were insignificant to offset the broader increases across essential food items. Rising food prices have direct implications for household welfare and nutrition. Low-income families who allocate a significant portion of their income to food are particularly vulnerable. As prices of staples and protein sources increase, substitute toward less nutritious options or cut back on other essential expenditures such as health, education, and transportation.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, says it intends to appeal the conviction and sentence of the Kitwe-based businesswoman Khadija Mingel, citing that the 3-year simple imprisonment sentence with half suspended is too lenient. Ms. Mingel was yesterday convicted by Lusaka magistrate Peter Mongala for trafficking 25 pellets of cocaine weighing 500 grams found in a Toyota Mark X vehicle that she was driving last year. The NPA argues that the sentence does not adequately reflect the seriousness of the offense, as drug trafficking remains a significant concern for law enforcement authorities. The prosecution authority says the sentence imposed does not provide a meaningful deterrent to disrupt the illicit drug trade and protect the public, emphasizing that sentences for drug trafficking offenses must be severe enough to deter potential offenders. The NPA says it will lodge a formal appeal and the High Court will determine whether the sentence passed by the trial court is appropriate or should be revised according to the law. Mopani Copper Mines has announced a 500,000 kwacha diamond sponsorship toward the upcoming Zambia Air Force Expo and Marathon 2026, scheduled for March 6th and 7th in Indola. The event is being organized by the Zambia Air Force as part of activities aimed at promoting public engagement, fitness, and national development. Speaking at the sponsorship unveiling in Kitwe today, Mopani Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya described the expo and marathon as an event that reflects the spirit of teamwork, endurance and excellence, values that Mopani strongly upholds in its operations. Mr. Sakanya emphasized Mopani's commitment to community development and promoting patriotism and national service.
On behalf of our shareholders, International Resources Holding and ZCCMIH, I am pleased to announce that Mopani Copper Mines PLC has taken up the diamond sponsorship valued at 500,000 Zambian kwacha. As Mopani, we are proud to associate this important national initiative, which reflects the Zambia Air Force's core values of discipline, excellency, service and patriotism.
And Zambia Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni acknowledged Mopani's vital contribution to Zambia's economic growth, stating that mining remains a key economic pillar, contributing significantly to employment creation. Lieutenant General Nyoni expressed appreciation for Mopani's support, stating that the Air Force remains